The Metricon post-match interview.
And I think we can go inside the Geelong rooms thanks to Metricon giving you the freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Lucky enough to be joined on the phone by a man who was a late inclusion and, geez, he stood up. 20 disposals, 11 contested possessions, team high 10 tackles, 5 clearances, a ripping night from Brandon Parf. It's been good enough to join us on Carrick Footy. Parf, Kingy and Nieldy talking to you. Firstly, congratulations on the win. I'd like you firstly to say a few words about your vice-captain in game 150. Tom Stewart was amazing.
Hey, Kingy. Yeah, Stewie's always awesome. He's a superstar, 5-time All Australian, so he can't speak highly enough. And he was bogged for me tonight, and just can't believe, I got him as a teammate.
Don't underestimate your performance tonight. When did you find out you were actually playing?
it was probably about an hour and a half before the game. I got the late call up last night. I was just about to make dinner back in Geelong, and said to get on the next flight to Adelaide. So it's been a big 24 hours and waiting around all day. So, it's good to get out there and play in the ones again. So hopefully I can just keep building on that and keep moving forward.
So did you get to Adelaide last night or was it this morning that you rolled in?
No, I got in last night at 10:30 p.m. So, the last sort of flight to Adelaide. So me and Mitch Nevitt
came across, and Mitchie got on late in the game, but the midfield obviously had to take a different look with Tommy out of it, and no Tanner Bruin, and obviously Mitch can spend some time in there. Was there much education for you today just around, all right, this is what we want it to look like? Did you have to do a bit of cramming, for want of a better term?
Not really. They kind of just kept it basic for me. Just go in there and win the footy. First quarter I was blowing, and I sort of felt like I grinded the game out and got going towards the end. But I think they kept it pretty simple, which is nice. They didn't overcomplicate it for me.
Brandon, Mark Neild here, mate. Well done. Terrific effort. And what you just went through and you described getting over here late last night and then finding out 90 minutes before bounce that you're in, that's terrific. Hey, the start of the game, sometimes we were sitting up here early and you look at the day that it's been and this unbelievable oval, and we're sitting here thinking this is going to be fast, free-flowing. That's how the game will definitely start. But we actually felt there were a lot of numbers around the ball. There were a lot of stoppages, lots of tackling. Was that something that your team went into the game to do, or did the game just unfold that way early?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bit of a weird one. I think their mids are, inside balls and like to get around the stoppages and sort of use their hands. And, we've got a couple of those as well. So it just turned out that way. And it was kind of, kick to kick, and whoever wins the ground balls wins the game. And we're probably able to capitalise most of them. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, you did, and you did a great job capitalising on those ground balls. In the second quarter, was there a difference in the ends in terms of the breeze? Because it was a bit hard to tell up here where we are, and the game's really easy up here, mate. But it looked like, again, the complexion of the game changed. They changed the way that they were playing. Was there much of a difference going either way?
Yeah, there was a breeze. There was a breeze to the hill end, and it was a bit of a strong one too. So whoever got at the back when they had the breeze ended up scoring. We probably didn't play the conditions that well in the second, but it was a good battle.
It was a really good battle. And the final one for me is really around leadership. Like, we sit up here and there seems to be some new... Well, there are some younger players, some new players, inexperienced players coming through the team at the moment. But the Crows hit the front at one stage. I'd be really interested, and I'm sure some of our listeners are, is who are the players on the field at that given moment that lead, and how do they do it and what do they say?
We've got heaps of them. Tommy Hawkins is standing right in front of me. Paddy was good as always, but yeah, like you said, the milestone man Tommy Stewart stood up, I thought, and was everywhere, saved so many goals. We've got heaps, a lot of experience, which is the best thing about our team.
Parf, was great to see you running around in the AFL tonight. Obviously, we didn't get to see a lot of you through pre-season or obviously in round one, but I know you want to be part of the best 23, and a performance like that tonight holds you in very good stead going forward. Fingers crossed we're seeing the number 3 run out on Easter Monday. We really appreciate you taking some time to have a chat to us tonight. Congratulations on the win, and enjoy a little break into Hawthorn on Easter Monday.
Nah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy your night.
We will. Thanks, Brandon Parfitt, joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Metricon. Metricon gives you the freedom to get more of you want what you want in a brand new home. Love where you live. Now, do you love a modern coastal design? If yes, check out the Metricon display homes at Warralilly, Armstrong Creek.
The Metricon post-match interview.